Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulullah. You're listening to Islam Tomorrow. We are broadcasting live today from right here in Long Beach. We're out in Long Beach, California, and with us live today, we have Sheikh Abu Haytham, who is the imam for the masjid down in
San Gabriel.
My brain did a skip right then. Anyway, that happens, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So he's here from Masjid Kuba in San Gabriel, and we've been talking about the exciting friend who's coming to visit. Who's coming to visit us, Sheikh?
Oh, a very, very good friend that we love, and we are actually, we have him every year.
Once a year.
He's actually, we say in Arabic, there's that expression, Ahlan wa sahlan.
Ahlan wa sahlan.
You know, you
most welcome.
Most welcome. That means you are part of this family, and you are actually very light. I mean, you are not a heavy guest. So he's not a heavy guest.
A lightweight guest.
That's it.
Tell me, what is the name of our guest who is coming?
His name is Ramadan.
Ramadan. I know some people from Egypt, their name Ramadan.
Yeah.
Is he from Egypt?
No. People who called themselves Ramadan, they was born most likely in that month.
Oh.
So that's why.
Oh.
Yes. Someday so born Sha'ban.
I want you to tell me his whole name.
Oh, okay.
His whole name is what?
Shahr Ramadan.
Yeah, that's him.
Yes.
The month of Ramadan.
Correct.
And what is it that Muslims love to do in this month?
Oh, a lot of good.
I don't mean sleeping.
Some do.
But what is it Muslims do in this month?
Actually, a lot of them, besides fasting, as we did talk about it, many of them, they love to read the Quran.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Did Allah say, I think in Quran, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatul qadr. Wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr?
Allahu Akbar.
Laylatul qadr khayrum min alfi shahr. Is that
That's
the Arabic pretty close?
Oh yeah. I can do better than that this one.
Really?
Mashallah.
I think it means something like Allah sent down in the night of power.
Correct.
The Quran.
Mm-hmm.
He sent it down in the night of power. Laylatul Qadr.
Yes.
Layl means night.
Yeah.
And then it says like a question, but it already the answer is known. It's called rhetorical question.
Mm-hmm.
And what will convey unto you what is the night of power? What is this Laylatul Qadr? And then he said it is better than khayran. Better than 1,000 shahr. What is shahr?
Months.
1,000 months.
Correct.
Did you ever do the calculator to find out how many months this is?
I read it somewhere because I'm not a mathematician.
I am. I did it.
They told me it's, I think, 83?
83 and a fourth.
MashaAllah.
Exactly.
Exactly.
83 years and one fourth of a year is what is 1,000 months.
Months. But and you know something
that's
about
like
this
a life of a whole person.
Correct. That's what I want to say because
okay,
that's a lifetime. That's a lifetime. But one thing is here.
But what does it mean?
Okay.
Does it mean that if I fast a whole month or something, or does it only mean a specific night? What's it talking about? This Alfi Shahr.
Yes.
This one special night, right?
Yes.
Tell me about this night.
That's night.
Laylatul Qadr. Talk about Laylatul Qadr.
But I have something to do with the name Qadr.
Qadr.
Actually,
oh yeah. What's Qadr mean?
Okay. Actually, people, they said it's the night of power. Of course, it's Allah. It's a power.
Yeah.
Allah is, he have the power.
Allah has all the power.
All the power, exactly.
Okay.
So, but when we say this night, it's night of destiny. That's what it means, actually.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Because according to, you know, the saying of the prophets, peace be upon him, we have Ibn Abbas, he narrated the hadith that he said this night of Laylatul Qadr is the night when actually the angels will know, will be actually the end scene will be presented to them what will happen that year. So that night actually for them, it will be revealed to them what's going to happen from that day to the next year. Because only Allah Almighty knows the end scene, knows what's going to happen tomorrow. Not even the angels. But in this night, which is night of Laylatul Qadr, which is actually it's one of the nights in the last 10 days. Of course, we have the Prophet, peace be upon him, some ahadith, actually that they most say like it's the 27, which is 26, the night of 27. But some they said, according to hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, He said, "التمسوها في العشر الأواخر من رمضان." Try to catch it in the last 10 days of Ramadan. But also it has to be witr night, which is odd night, right?
Witr means odd, right?
Yes.
Okay.
The odd night, which is actually 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th, 29th. But according to Hadith Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, it's one of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, as well Ibn Mas'ud, they used actually to swear by Allah Azza wa Jal to say that it's the 27th. Now, what shall we do? Shall we wait until the 27th, like some Muslims do? They waited for Ramadan to come, then they take it very easy. But in the last 10 days, they take it also easy. They wait until 26th, which is the night of 27th, right? Then they spend whole night praying. Yes. This is not actually the way we should deal with the Ramadan. And our ibadah should be in whole Ramadan. Because the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, again, when he said, "Man sama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaba, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dambih." Whoever fasts Ramadan with iman, he have that faith, and he wanting the ajr or the reward from Allah, it will be forgiven his sin. As well, he said, "Man qama Ramadan," and whoever, this is another narration, whoever spend any Ramadan nights praying, making dhikr, glorifying Allah Azza wa Jal, praising Him, making prayers, so his actually sin will be forgiven. But that night, it should not be the only night that we do our, you know, worship, acts of worship in it. We should do it all months of Ramadan, but in the 10 last days, we have to be more actually staying late and spending nights praying, praying to Allah, asking Him. Even Aisha, when she said to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, "What happened if it happened that it will be the night of Laylatul Qadr? What shall I do? There is a special prayers, special dua that I can do. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal." He said to her, very simple. He said, "Say, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni." Oh Allah, you are the forgiver. You love to forgive. Forgive me. Because that's all what the son of Adam wants. He wants actually that Allah Azza wa Jal, Almighty, is pleased with him and forgive him. And whoever Allah forgive him, that means he's going to enter the paradise. Because the mercy of Allah, without mercy of Allah, there is no happiness, neither here or in the year after. And the Shaykh, inshallah, we can inshallah say more on that.
Well, actually, I think we should read the whole surah.
Nah.
Because, you know, I don't have the whole Quran memorized.
MashaAllah, but you have a lot.
I don't.
You have.
I don't have enough. I don't have half. I don't even have a fourth.
No, you have the Torah, I think.
Wait a minute.
Oh, you have the Torah.
Yeah. I forgot.
Oh, yeah.
Surah Ikhlas.
Oh, that's it. Yes.
Hadith Sahih. I
that's
forgot.
The one. That's Abdullah. The one, yeah.
So, this surah, we read the first couple verses. What I'd like to do now for everybody toward the end of this right now is read the whole surah.
Mm-hmm.
If I can, you check me out. If I make mistakes, stop me, help me out.
No.
And then we'll give what is the meaning to English.
Yes.
And then think about that, and we'll wrap it up and be ready to go on to our next part of our program. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل ملائكته والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر.
ما شاء الله.
Was that close?
ما شاء الله.
50-50.
No, ما شاء الله.
Alhamdulillah.
100 ما شاء الله.
Now, according to the explanation we have from Dr. Muhsin Khan and Dr. Muhammad Hilali in their Noble Quran, which I have, by the way, online free. For all of you who would like to get a free Quran, all of you listening to me right now out there online, go to our internet website and get your free Quran. You can download it in a couple of minutes, and then you can enjoy reading it in Arabic, English, do word search, everything. It's really a pretty program, too. It's from Islamsoft, and it's free. But what it says here, Allah is saying, Bismillah, in the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, verily Allah has sent down this in the night of Al-Qadr. And he gives the explanation, meaning he sent down the Quran in the night of decree. And what will make you know what the night of decree is? The night of decree is better than 1,000 months. And then they gave the expression, as you were saying, that this is like worshiping Allah in that particular night is better than worshiping him for 1,000 of any other months, not just days. And by the way, they did the calculation here, 84 years and 4 months.
That's good.
So there it is. And then it continues, therein descend, tanazzulu. Therein descends, comes down, al-malayakatuhu, which means the angels and the ruh, ruhu, here, al-ruhu, which is the name of Jibril. This is his title. Like if somebody, like your name is Abu Haytham, but your title is Imam. So if I call you Imam Abu Haytham, or if I call you Imam, or if I call you Abu Haytham, all are correct. And I love this because, believe it or not, it's one of the proofs for our beautiful Christian friends who would like to know who is the Holy Spirit. What is that part of the Trinity they call the Holy Spirit? We say it's not a Trinity. In fact, that's Angel Jibril. Gabriel. Gabriel, they call him, or Jibril. Maybe they learned it from somebody from Cairo. Gabriel.
Gabriel, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
He's there.
Gabriel. Yeah. So, now, what we explain to him is that in the book that they call the Injil or the Gospel, the New Testament, it has something called Matthew. That gospel, the first gospel, has in it, in the first chapter, talking about the angel coming to Miriam and telling her she's going to have a baby. And she's surprised. What's this? We have the same story in the Quran.
Surah Maryam, yes. Correct.
In Surah Maryam.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
Chapter 19.
Yes.
Now, if you look in another place, though, in the Bible, in another gospel they have, it's telling the same story again, and the one telling her she's going to have a baby this time said it's the Holy Spirit. And I asked them, which is it, the Spirit or the angel? But the Quran solves your problem. You don't have to think you have a mistake. You don't have a mistake. No. You have, like I said, Abu Haytham, and Imam, and Imam Abu Haytham. So it is the Holy Spirit, yes, and that's his title, and he is Jibril alayhi salam. And here's the proof right here, because it says, Tananzulu malayakatuhu wa ruhu fiha bi'idni rabbihim min kulli amr. And that means therein descend the angels and the ruh, which is Gabriel, Jibril, by Allah's permission with the decrees that were mentioned before. Peace then all through the night. And this is the peace and goodness from Allah for his believing servants until the appearance of the dawn. So I hope and pray that Allah, he'll give us tawfiq, the success to find this night, in those nights of Ramadan, to spend it worshiping Allah as he would like us to do. But by the way, before we close out, I want to tell you what happened to me in my first Ramadan.
Yes.
I told you about the eating.
Yes.
I told you about breaking the fast. Well, I also heard about this Laylatul Qadr, and I didn't want to miss it. Every single night, boy, I was up scared. Actually, I'm afraid I'm going to fall asleep, waiting for the middle of the night, getting up and crying and praying to Allah night after night after night after night until I completed all the nights. And somebody asked me, did you pray on Laylatul Qadr? I said, inshallah, I don't think I could have missed it. They said, why? I just didn't miss any nights. Alhamdulillah, if Allah accepts it. So inshallah, this should be the enthusiasm or hamas that we should have for the deen, for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You've been listening to Islam Tomorrow, and we are broadcasting live today from right here in good old Long Beach, and we're here with all of our friends and the brothers and sisters in Islam, and by golly, there's a lot more coming up. Stick with us, stay tuned to islamtomorrow.com. That's islamtomorrow.com. Our website's open 24 hours a day, and plenty of
free parking.
Free parking.
Oh, I'm sorry.